ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः.
We are seeing the analysis of the secret name of that Paramatma, Satyasya Satyam. Before going to the topic again, I would like to correct in the last class two statements I have done. Just a small two corrections I would like to make now. I said that there are two views, pakshas, dvaitavadas, two pakshas are there, I said. But it is not dvaitavada. First paksha was nirishwaravada. Previous class to previous class I said. Nirishwaravada is the first paksha. The one who doesn't accept Ishvara. That is Nirishwaravada. Then first paksha says, Jivatma merge into Paramatma, I said. That also we have to correct. Nirishwaravada person said, Jivatma merge into itself. There is no Paramatma according to him. Therefore, Jivatma merging into Paramatma is not the statement of first paksha. That is the correction. Second correction, Jivatma merge into Paramatma, I said, that is Vishishtadvaiti, second paksha. Jivatma merges into Paramatma. Instead of Paramatma, we can take it as Hridaya Akasha. Hridaya Akasha we can take. So these are the two corrections. Please note. Now let us enter into that analysis. Satyasya Satyam, that is the definition of secret name of belong to Jivatma or Paramatma is the controversy now. Satyasya Satyam, the Upanishad, the secret name belong to Jivatma or Paramatma. Some people say it is the definition or the title of Jivatma. Some people say Satyasya Satyam, the title belong to Jivatma alone. Some people say that Satyasya Satyam definition belong to Paramatma alone. Paramatma alone, that definition really suits to Paramatma. This is the second view. What is the second view? Which Paramatma is different from Jivatma. Now Shankaracharya presented Jivatma Paramatma Abheda. Very important analysis. Konjam porumaya kekkanum. Jivatma Paramatma Abheda. Paramatmanaha Abhinna Jivatmanaha Lakshanam Satyasya Satyam. Paramatma who is non-different from Jivatma is that. To that Paramatma only this is the definition. Jeev Paramatmanaha Abhinna Jeevatmanaha Lakshanam Satyasya Satyam. Or you can say Jeevatma Abhinna Paramatmanaha Lakshanam Satyasya Satyam. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. That. So this view Bhedavadi objected. Bhedavadi objected this view. Who is Bhedavadi? Who doesn't accept that identity? Jivatma is identical with Paramatma, he doesn't accept. He is called Bhedavadi. Bheda means what? Difference. Difference between what and what? Between individual and total. Jivatma means individual soul, Paramatma means total, macro level. If what is his problem if we accept? He says, O Advaiti, if you accept that Jivatma and Paramatma are both are non-different, identical, if you say, two problems are there. What are those two problems? First problem is, Paramatma also becomes samsari. If Jivatma and Paramatma are identical, Paramatma also will become samsari. Like Jivatma. This is the first problem you face. Who says? Bhedavadi says to Advaiti. Then second problem is what? You know, if both are identical, since Paramatma is asamsari, Jivatma also will become asamsari. Since Jivatma is samsari, how can he become asamsari if he is identical with Paramatma? Asamsaritvam of Jivatma will go away. That is the problem. Jivatma also become asamsari like Paramatma. So, Shastra Anarthakyam. If Jivatma is asamsari, why Shastra? We need not attend Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Shastra Anarthakya Doshaha. These two points we saw in the last class. Some more points also we saw. Then I am telling those points, revising. Before Advaiti comes and gives answer to Bhedavadi, one more person come in the middle. I am going to settle this matter better way. Please listen to me. That is called Madhyasthaha. Madhyasthaha or Bheda Bheda Vadi. Bhartru Prapancha Bheda Bheda Vadi. This Bheda Bheda Vadi of that time, those days, now we can equalize that person with Vishishtadvaiti. That Bheda Bheda Vadi is non-different from present Vishishtadvaiti. So, same view, equal to Vishishtadvaiti. And he says, Vishishtadvaiti, Bheda Bhedavadi says, Jivatma is neither totally different from Paramatma, nor totally identical with Paramatma. What he says, Bheda Bhedavadi, Jivatma is neither totally different from Paramatma, nor Jivatma is totally non-different from Paramatma. So, Bheda is there, Abheda is there. Jivatma is Bhinnaha cha, Abhinnaha cha. Jivatma is different also, non-different also. If you take this way, Shastra is meaningful. Shastra Anarthakyam won't come. Not only that, Mahavakya also will be meaningful. Shastra Anarthakyam won't come. And Mahavakya is also meaningful. This is what Bheda Bhedavadi Abhiprayaha. Vishishtadvaiti Abhiprayaha. So for that, what is the controversial word here? That Agnihi Kshudra Vishpulingaha, 20th mantra, where we are, second chapter, first section, 20th mantra, from three classes we are seeing. Fire means Agni, Kshudra Vishpulingaha means sparks. Sparks came out of fire. This is the word used by that Upanishad mantra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. How this Bheda Bhedavadi interprets Paramatmanaha Ekadesha Vikaraha Jivatma. How he interprets this example. Bheda Bhedavadi or Vishishtadvaiti. How he interprets this fire, Agni and sparks. Paramatmanaha Ekadesha Vikaraha Jivatma. Jivatma is partially modified from Paramatma. Jivatma is partially modified product of Paramatma. This is his definition. Jivatma is partially modified product of Paramatma. Just like spark is partially modified from fire. Very nice to listen. Just as the spark partially modified product from fire alone. Spark is called Kshudra Vispulinga. Kshudra, no, very, very, no, delicate, no, small, inferior. Sparks are very small. Fibers, embers we can call, not fiber, fire embers. So what he says, partially modified product is Jivatma of Paramatma. In Sanskrit, what he says, Ekadesha Drishtya, they are identical. Ekadesha Drishtya means one part of Paramatma became Jivatma. So therefore they are identical. Abhinnaha. Identical and Abhedam. Abhinnam. From Ekadesha Drishtya. Ekadesham over. Rest of the portion what? Sesha Desha Drishtya different. One portion only identical. Whatever the rest of the portion, that is not Jivatma. Therefore, from that rest of the portion, Sesha Desha Drishtya. Sesha one rest of the portion, which has not yet modified. Sesha Desha Drishtya, they are different. They are means who are? Jivatma and Paramatma are different. From modified angle, they are different. Modified angle, unmodified or non-modified angle. And the mother English word irukka illiya theriyala. Modified, not modified. So from modified angle, Ekadesha Drishtya Ekaha. Which is not modified drishtya, abhinnaha, bhinnaha. Now, this is the Purapakshi's interpretation of the drishtanta. Up to here we saw in the last class, what Shankaracharya want to say. See, when you want to interpret the example, you must remember three principles. Three principles you have to remember when you are interpreting the example. That interpretation itself changes the whole vision. Therefore, Shankaracharya carefully presents three important points. Let us see, first and second point I already dealt in the last class. Third point we have to see, but I remind the first two points, principles. Shankaracharya said, any example must be properly interpreted. Shruti has to teach us by using Laukika Drishtanta. Laukika Drishtanta. Worldly example only. Shruti has to use worldly example. Laukika Drishtanta. Second principle is Laukika Pramana alone Shruti has to use. To teach what? That Paramatma or Mahavakyam, Shruti has to use Laukika Pramanam. I'll explain you later. Just I am giving the names. What is the third principle? Shruti has to use Laukika Shabdaha, known language. Shruti has to use laukika shabdaha, worldly language, known bhasha. Unknown bhasha, if you use language, how Shruti can communicate? So the bhasha communication, language communication is very, very important. So, laukika drishtanta, laukika pramana, laukika shabda. Laukika drishtanta means like gold example, gold ornaments example, or fire example. These are all very laukikam, we know. Pot clay example, rope snake example, that what we are seeing with our eyes day to day life. So that you can understand easily. This is called laukika drishtanta. Laukika pramana means like pratyaksha anumana, worldly pramanam. What do you mean by pramanam? Pramakaranam pramanam. Pramajanakam or pramakaranam. That which is the means of knowledge is called pramanam. Namma pramanam pramanam chollinde irukom. Selvatte in the technical terms we will forget. So technical terms, these are called paribhashika padani. Very, very, very important to keep in our mind all the time, no? Afresh irkanum. Pramanam means what? A means of knowledge. Is a means or instrument that through which we get knowledge. That's a prama and the knowledge. Prama janakam, that which produce. Eyes are called pramanam. Why? Through eyes I get knowledge of forms and colors, therefore they are called pramanam. So pramanam. What is the pramanam? Pratyaksha pramanam. And anumana pramanam. Sometimes you get the knowledge through inference. Sometimes you get the knowledge through direct perception. So that is called either pratyaksha pramanam or anumana pramanam. These are very familiar to us. Therefore they are called laukika pramanam. Pratyakshama viruddhama irukka koodadhu. Anumana viruddhama irukka koodadhu. What is the third one? Laukika shabda. That shabda, what Shastra use here? Satyasya satyam. The word used by Shastra is satyasya satyam. The truth of the truth. These words are familiar or not? Words are very familiar. The shabda is familiar. Satyasya satyam. Satyam, jnanam, anantam. These words are familiar words. So, laukika shabda, laukika pramanam, laukika drishtanta. Now, Shankaracharya says, this example, what? Agni kshudra vispulingaha example. Now, you have interpreted first two principles, okay. What are the first two principles? By using laukika drishtanta pramanam, Shruti has is going to give that vishaya which is unique vishaya, apurva vishayam, alaukika vishaya only Shruti is going to reveal through laukika drishtanta. This is the second principle. First principle lo laukika pramanam, laukika shabda, laukika drishtanta. We have to remember. What is the second principle we have to remember when we are interpreting the example? Is this example, laukika example, worldly example, mundane example, mundane and worldly? Is this example is going to reveal that vishaya which is unique, apurva vishaya, alaukika vishaya? Yes. Shastra using that laukika example to reveal what? Paramatma who is alaukikam apaurusheya vishayaha. Correct. This is second principle. we have to understand. By using laukika pramana, by using laukika drishtanta, by using laukika shabda, Shruti has to teach that alaukika vishaya, which alaukika vishaya cannot be revealed by any other means. That we have to understand. Laukika pramanam has to reveal that alaukika vishayana, how to understand this, which is not available for laukika pramanam. Which is not available for laukika pramanam, Shruti has to reveal through laukika, drishtanta, shabda, pramanam. This vishaya, alaukika vishaya, is not available for, through your eyes it is available. This is laukika pramanam. Laukika pramana eyes, laukika pramana ears. Can you grasp that alaukika vishaya paramatma through the eyes? No, not available. Through the ears, not available. Therefore, Shruti has to reveal alaukika vishaya, that which alaukika vishaya you cannot get through laukika pramanam. How Upanishad reveals in this is the second principle. Okay, what is the third principle? I hope you are coming along with me. Ore tapas velila sabdam kuda adhe maadhiri irukku. Ipo third principle is most important principle. That is what we have to remember is alaukika vishaya that is taught, which is taught by that Shastra, should not contradict laukika drishtanta, laukika pramana, laukika shabda. Parunga, evala kashtam. How to make a person to understand that alaukika vishaya? Alaukika vishaya is not available for laukika pramana. Alaukika vishaya, after revealing that paramatma, we have to accept. Parama. Alaukika vishaya Upanishad reveals what? Atma, Brahman. That Brahman you are. It should not contradict the drishtanta. It should not contradict that pramanam. It should not contradict the shabda. It should not contradict. Otherwise what you will say? Next class ku varamatam. Yeah. If it contradicts, why I have to come to the class? இன்னும் 10 வருஷமா வந்துட்டு இருக்கோமே. இன்னும் சம்திங் சாஸ்திரா இஸ் வெரி ஜீனியஸ் நோ மேக்கிங் அஸ் லிட்டில் லிட்டில் ஜீனியஸ் ஓகே. ஸோ கீப்பிங் திஸ் 3 principles, ஷுட் நாட் கான்ட்ரடிக்ட் லௌகிக பிரமாணம், லௌகிக திருஷ்டாந்தா, லௌகிக சப்தா, தென் அலோன் வி கேன் ஓன் அப் தட் ஃபேக்ட். ஸ்லோலி கிராஜுவலி உபனிஷத் takes this person to acclimatize the person to grasp that alaukika vishaya. It is a very very gradual process. All of a sudden, like what news? Flash news. Like flash news, you never get atma jnanam. Please understand, it is a gradual process. Okay, now keeping these 3 important principles, we have to study the example and understand. Now let us come to the Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta. The Shruti wants to talk about Paramatma and Jeevatma. Shruti comparing the fire with Paramatma. Okay, now this is a fresh topic. Okay, edho sollinde solla swami enakke adungo. This is the fresh topic I am starting now. Fire is compared to Paramatma, or Paramatma is compared to fire. Then Kshudra Vishpulingaha compared to Jeevatma, you know, the sparks are compared to Jeevatma. So Jeevatma to Vishpulingaha sparks, and Paramatma to fire, Agni. Agni and fire. ஓகே. சம்டைம்ஸ் பேசிக் டவுட்ஸே வரும், அப்பப்போ எனக்கு வரும் அது என்ன. ஸோ ஐ வாண்ட் டு கிளாரிஃபை மை செல்ஃப். ஸோ ஃபஸ்ட் டூ பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் யூ சி நவ் தட் ஃபஸ்ட் டூ பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபாலோட் இன் திஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். வாட் இஸ் தட் லௌகிக த நோன் எக்ஸாம்பிள். வாட் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் பிரின்சிபிள்? உபனிஷத் ஹேஸ் டு யூஸ் லௌகிக எக்ஸாம்பிள், லௌகிக திருஷ்டாந்த, வேர்ல்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள். திஸ் இஸ் வேர்ல்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள். ஓகே, புட் டிக் மார்க். திஸ் இஸ் நாட் வயலேட்டட், திஸ் இஸ் ஃபாலோட். வாட் இஸ் த செகண்ட் பிரின்சிபிள் ஃபாலோட் ஆர் நாட்? தட் இஸ் ஸ்ருதி டீச்சிங் அலௌகிக விஷயா, தட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃபாலோட். டூ பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபாலோட் பை ஹூம்? பேதாபேதவாதி. பேதாபேதவாதி அக்ரி. ஸோ ஹி சேஸ் திஸ் இஸ் அலௌகிக விஷயம், உபனிஷத் இஸ் கோயிங் டு டீச் த்ரூ லௌகிக எக்ஸாம்பிள். திருஷ்டாந்த இஸ் நோன். தீஸ் டூ பிரின்சிபிள்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபாலோட். பட் ஹீ வைலேட்டட் த தேர்ட் பிரின்சிபல். பேதாபேதவாதி வைலேட்டட் த தேர்ட் பிரின்சிபல். வாட் இஸ் தட் தேர்ட் பிரின்சிபல் ஹி வைலேட்டட்னா, ஃபஸ்ட் பேதவாதி ஆல்சோ வைலேட்டட், பேதாபேதவாதி இன்டர்பிரேட்டட். ஓகே, பேதவாதி வைலேட்டட் ஹவு, வாட் வே ஹி ஹஸ் வைலேட்டட் திஸ்னா, ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் த போர்ஷன் லைக் ஸ்பார்க். Jivatma is the portion of Paramatma. Paramatma is like a spark. Jivatma is like a fire. Bhedavadi said. The Bhedavadi also said the same thing. Abhedavadi is giving in this way answer. Okay. Bhedavadi also agreed for that. Sparks and fire. Portion. That's it. Dvaitam also portion thane. துவைத்தம் என்ன அர்த்தம்? போர்ஷன். டிஃபரன்ஸ் இஸ் தேர் நோ தட் போர்ஷன். ஸோ சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ், இஃப் யூ கன்க்ளூட் லைக் திஸ், இஃப் யூ கன்க்ளூட் லைக் திஸ், வாட் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம் இன் திஸ் வே? த தேர்ட் பிரின்சிபல் இஸ் வைலேட்டட். நோ, திஸ் இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஹவு தேர்ட் பிரின்சிபல் இஸ் வைலேட்டட்? வி ஹாவ் டு சி. த டீச்சிங் இஸ் டிரைவ்டு த்ரூ எக்ஸாம்பிள். ஓகே, the whole teaching is derived through the example. Enna swami ni point point a vandunde irken. There are so many points. I am enjoying. I hope you are also enjoying, at least for my sake. Okay, if you conclude in this manner, as jivatma is a spark and fire is like a paramatma, jivatma is the portion of paramatma, if you say like this, the third principle is violated. The teaching you have to derive through example should not contradict the laukika pramanam. That is the principle. It should not contradict the laukika worldly pramanam. Your violation is contradicting. How it is contradicting, he shows now. Vedabhedavadi says, there is no contradiction, I will show you, he says. Now, what is the teaching derived from this Veda, by Veda Vedavadi? If you conclude Jivatma like a spark, Paramatma like a fire, Veda Vedavadi chunnadi, அதில் இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்கு. நான் சொல்கிறேனே பேதாபேதவாதி, ஹீ இஸ் அட்ஜஸ்டிங். வாட் வே ஹீ இஸ் அட்ஜஸ்டிங் என்ன? பரமாத்மா பிகேம் சாவயம், சாவயவம், சாவயவம் பார்ட், போர்ஷன். அப்படிதான் அர்த்தம் சாவயவம். ஸோ பேதாபேதவாதி has to say it has become a savayavam, na part is there. Now Shankaracharya arguing in the middle, yatu savayavam tatu savikaram, a portion, a part modified, he said, modified portion. Whatever is modified is savikaram. Through savikaram it became a product. That means it has savayavam. And then embers is a part of fire, no? Part means what? Savayavam in artham. Savayavam in with parts. whatever is avayavam, parts are there, that is what? Savikaram, modified. Shankaracharya says, whatever is modified, whatever is savikaram, is anityam, nashvaram, nashvaram. If your jivatma is modified from paramatma, jivatma will become savayavam. Savayam jivatma is not eternal, anityam. It cannot be permanent. So, savikaram, for that bheda bhedavadi is to answer now. What Shankaracharya says, it becomes nashvaram, temporary, not eternal. Savayavam, savikaram, nashvaram. What bheda bhedavadi has to say? He has to give answer. What answer he gives? You should not apply like this. You should not apply like this. I will tell you how to apply now. Bheda bhedavadi says, paramatma is savayavam, agnivat, still paramatma is nirvikaram. What he says? Vishishtadvaiti or bheda bhedavadi? Paramatma is savayavam, agnivat, like fire. Fire has got embers, parts. Paramatma also got parts, all jivatmas. But at the same time, paramatma is not savayavam, he says. Paramatma is not savikaram. Paramatma is savayavam. Still he is nirvikaram, not savikaram. Nityaha. Since he is nirvikaraha, therefore nityaha. Paramatma nityaha. Savayavatvam api. Irundalam kuda avar nityandana. Savayava nityaha cha. Nitya is right according to Shruti also. Two points are Shruti agrees here. Nityaha, Shruti also accept. Paramatma is Nityaha. And Shruti accepts Savayava, Nitya, both together cannot exist. Paramatma is Nityaha. But at the same time, Shruti says, Paramatma is Niravayavaha. Originally speaking, Paramatma is Niravayavaha. But what Visishtadvaiti says, Paramatma is Savayavaha and Nityaha. And how he says, na explanation, Jivatma goes to Vaikuntha and he goes to Vaikuntha and takes another body and he permanently stays there. Shankaracharya asks, anybody with any body cannot be permanent. It is illogical. It is called dosha. Pratyaksha pramana dosha. Anumana pramana dosha. Whatever is having parts, we are seeing vikaram. Is it permanent or impermanent? Impermanent. How a thing which is having parts can be permanent? Impossible. It's not permanent. So your jivatma, even it goes to Vaikuntha, that body is not permanent. It cannot be permanent. Impossible. This is illogical. Illogical. See, we the Advaiti cannot accept Savayavam Nityatvam. We the Advaitis can never accept Savayavatvam and Nityatvam. Niravayavatvam, Nityatvam can go together. Partless and eternity can go together. That which has got parts can never be permanent or eternal. So, if Shariram is there, there is no moksha. Your jivatma has gone to Vaikuntha and he has got a body. He is staying there near that Sayujyam, Samipyam, Salokyam. So he cannot get moksha. As long as body is there, there is no moksha. If shariram is there is no moksha. He cannot be eternal, or it cannot be eternal. Shariram must be nityam or anityam. ஒருத்தர் கூட நித்தியம்னு சொல்ல முடியல பாருங்க. சரீரம் அனித்யம், பாடி இஸ் இம்பர்மனன்ட். சோ எனி டீச்சிங் டிரைவ்ட் ஃப்ரம் சாஸ்திரா ஷுட் நாட் கான்ட்ரடிக்ட் அவர் பிரத்யக்ஷ பிரமாணம். அனுமான பிரமாணம் ஆல்சோ இட் ஷுட் நாட் கான்ட்ரடிக்ட். சோ அக்னி விஸ்ஃபுலிங்க எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஷுட் நாட் பி டேக்கன் இன் திஸ் மேனர். சங்கராச்சாரிய சேஸ், I will explain reason. I will interpret this example exactly what way you have to interpret. Shankaracharya interpret this example. What example? Agni vispulinga. Adhe example. I will interpret without pratyaksha virodha, anumana virodha. I will interpret. Pratyaksham virodham, direct perception ki virodham varakudadu. அனுமானம் இன்ஃபரன்ஸுக்கு விரோதம் வரக்கூடாது. இட் ஷுட் நாட் பி கான்ட்ரடிக்டட். ஹவு ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு இன்டர்பிரிட்னா, ஹீட் அண்ட் லைட், ஔஷ்ணியம் அண்ட் பிரகாஷா, ஓன்லி யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக். ஜீவாத்மா அண்ட் பரமாத்மா ஆர் லைக் த ஃபயர்ல இருக்கிற ஹீட் அண்ட் லைட். ஸ்பார்க் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் ஹீட், ஸ்பார்க் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் லைட். Yes? Agni also has got heat, aushnyam, light, prakasham. So spark also has got aushnyam, heat. Spark also has got prakasham, light. Agni also has got aushnyam, heat, and prakasham, light. Both of are identical. Adi madari, jivatma also பரமாத்மா, லைக் பரமாத்மா. பரமாத்மா ஹேஸ் காட் சத் சித். பரமாத்மா சத்ரூபம், பரமாத்மா இஸ் சித்ரூபம். ஜீவாத்மா ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் சத்ரூபம் சித்ரூபம். நோ ப்ராப்ளம். பிரத்யக்ஷ விரோதம் இஸ் நாட் தேர். That's what he says. பரமாத்மா இஸ் சத்ரூபம் சித்ரூபம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். The nature of existence, Paramatma is of the nature of existence principle. Paramatma is of the nature of consciousness principle. Let me see, Jiva is existent principle or not? Naan irukkana illaya? Amma irukkom. Am I conscious principle or not? Yes. Exactly tallied. Third principle, without violating that pramana, பிரத்யக்ஷ பிரமாண விரோதம் இல்லாமலே, அந்த எக்ஸாம்பிள்னு கான்ட்ரடிக்ட் இல்லாமலே நீ அலௌகிக விஷயம் சொல்லி கொடுக்கணும். புரியுறதா? இப்படி அலௌகிக விஷய பரமாத்மா சத்ரூபா சித்ரூபா, ஐ ஹாவ் டு பிரிங் டு பிரத்யக்ஷ பிரமாண விரோதம் இல்லையே. நானும் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் பிரின்சிபிள் தான், நானும் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபிள் தான், பரமாத்மாவும் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல். Like that, spark and light, agni, you have to take example, not parts. Puriyardo, are you enjoying? Appa, ippoda konjam konjam teliyu varudhu swamini. Okay, now another important point you have to see in this manner. Sadrupaha, chidrupaha, finally Shankaracharya consolidate. அக்னி விஸ்புலிங்க திருஷ்டாந்த இஸ் நாட் ஃபார் அங்க அங்கி போதனார்த்தம். இட் இஸ் நாட் த ஹோல் பார்ட் ஹோல் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் சேக். வாட் ஹி சேஸ், அங்க அங்கி. அங்க அங்கி என்ன? அங்கி என்ன? ஹோல். இந்த ஹோல் WHOLE. அங்க அங்க மீன்ஸ் பார்ட், லிம்ஸ். Not part-whole relationship you should not take in this example. It is not anga-angi bhodhanartham agni-vispulinga drishtantaha parantu what? It says ekatva bhodhanartham. Drishtanta is meant for what? Drishtanta has come for what? Na? Ekatva bodhanartham. Jivatma eva paramatma. Paramatma eva jivatma. Brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaiva na paraha. That for that sake only Upanishad has come. Not to teach the part-whole relationship. Part-whole relationship is a problem. See, the example interpretation no, evvila, na difference irka paathalo. Okay. Now, not only that, see that upakrama and upasamhara. Beginning and end. What Upanishad starts and concludes, like our news. What is the beginning and end? Upakramana beginning. What is the end? Upasamharana. The purport of Shastra is nothing but the beginning is Atma. End is also Atma. The subject matter is Brahman. That's all. There is no discussion. Pramana Vendamana. So many Mahavakyams are there. Sadeva Saumya Idamagra Asit. Aitadatnyamidagam satyam tattvamashishveta keto chandogyam. And brahmai vedamidamagra asit tat atmanameva avet. Brahma alone was there. That Brahma you should know as you the Atma. Upakrama upasamhara. Aham brahmasmi. Where we saw that mantra? Here only. Tat kenakam pashet kenakam vijaniyat neti neti iti idu upasamhara. This is not. What na? The reminder, the negator of everything is the satyam. Everything is negated. Negator. Negator is not negated. To negate the negator, you require another negator. So, negator can never be negated. Unnegatable. That's why no one can change this fact. Then, therefore, Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta must be interpreted in keeping with Upakrama Upasamhara. Beginning and end, what the subject matter, keeping that in your mind, you should interpret. That is what he says. In many places, Upanishad reveals Aikya Mahavakyam. In many places, Upanishad reveals Aikya Mahavakyam. In keeping with Upakraman Upasamhara. What are all the tattvamasi, aham brahmasmi, ayam atma brahma, sayaschayam purushe yascha sa vadityai, like this. And nedam yedidam upasate, Kenopanishad also, we saw, nedam yedidam upasate, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, nedam yedidam upasate. All these mahavakyams tallied well. And Shankaracharya is the champion of Vedanta, no? Agni Vispulinga Drishtanta is tallied. There are Abheda Vakyani. These are all Abheda Vakyani. Even Bheda Vakyani are also beautifully interpreted. What are the Bheda Vakyams? These are all Abheda Vakyani. Abheda Vakyani anna? Those Vakyams which are talking about the identity of Jivatma and Paramatma. And those vakyams, Bheda Vakyani Nindanti. Upanishad criticize those statements wherever there is Dvaita Vakyam comes. Jivatma is different from Paramatma. Vakyam vandadanna, udane enna varuvana criticism varu. Pramana venuma, solren. Shankaracharya gives the example, Bheda Ninda Vakyani are also tallied. What are they? Yonyam devatam anyosau anyohamasmiti yaha veda. Whoever worship the Lord as different from himself or herself, nasa veda, he can never know the Paramatma. Saha devanam pashuhu. నింద. సో భేదవాక్యంలో నో తాత్పర్యం. వేర్ ఎవర్ ఉపనిషత్ ఈస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద డిఫరెన్స్, ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి సీస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్, ఉపనిషత్ క్రిటిసైజ్. ఉపనిషత్ నెవర్ గ్లోరిఫై భేదవాక్యం. వన్ మోర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ తైత్రీయం. ఉదరమంతరం కురుతే అథ తస్య భయం భవతి. హూఎవర్ సీ ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ పరమాత్మ అండ్ జీవాత్మ, ఉత్ అరం అంతరం కురుతే, ఈవెన్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇఫ్ యూ సీస్ ఐఎమ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ పరమాత్మ, అథ తస్య భయం భవతి, హీఈస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫియర్. అభయం ప్రతిష్టాం విందతే. Whoever knows the identity, they are having abhayam, no fear. Ada bheda jnanam is rajasikam, abheda jnanam is, fill in the blanks, sattvikam. Sattvat sanjayate jnanam. What jnanam? Abheda jnanam. Chonnana Murari story. Pujya Swamiji gives a beautiful story here. Murari story. I will remind you here, nice example. One young pandit. Young pandit, no, over 23 years, 24, like our Swetaketu. Okay. He went, approached a pandita, great pandita, Advaiti pandita. This newly finished his college education. Okay. He has studied all shastras and he want to have a debate with that pandita. Appadi how he went, no? I know everything. I have come here to discuss with you. Then pandita said, please wait. Pandita understood. What for you have come? I want to argue, you know, dvaitam, advaitam, dvaita, advaitam. I want to argue all these things. And that pandita, please wait, I have some work. No, barber is waiting. He has to do some work for me. Afterwards, you can talk to me. That Murari, that barber name is Murari. What Murari is doing, you know, he is removing, you know, hair. So that pandita, salon, hair salon, cutting and all pandrar. Pannumbodhu, the pandita, what, after work, that work over, what barber does, and he shows the mirror. Have I done properly or not? Look at the mirror, show, see your face. And that pandita saw his face in that mirror. And immediately he said to Murari, Murari, you are really God. This pandita said, that old pandita said to barber, Murari, you are really God. You are really that Murari. You know, which Murari? Paramatma. Murari you are. No, Krishna Paramatma per Murari, no? You are really that Paramatma Murari only. You know? Then that barber said, Aparadham, Aparadham, I am not that Murari. I am barber Murari. Then this pandita said, no, you are that God alone, that Murari alone. Nah, this Murari barber started running. This pandita also started running behind him. Murari, Murari, don't run away, don't run away. You are the God, you are God. I am not that God, I am not that Murari. I am a barber, ordinary human being I am. Then this pandita looked at that young pandit. So to teach Dvaitam, to learn Dvaitam, you need not study 12 years. Because he is already knowing. Who? Barber Murari knows Dvaitam. What Dvaitam? That Paramatma is different from me. He knows. Avan enna padichiruka? Ethana varsham gurukulala padichiruka? Na onnu padikaliye. Appa Dvaitam purinjikiradhukku 24 varsham 12 15 varsham padikka vendiya thevaiye illa. You have come to argue with me about Dvaitam. Dvaitam, everyone knows. The whole world is under the spell of Dvaitam only. அதுக்காக போய் நீங்கள் வேதம் படிக்க வேண்டிய அவசியம் இல்லை, உபனிஷத்து அதுமேல படிக்க வேண்டிய அவசியம் இல்லை. அந்த செலூன் கட்டுற மாதிரி ஏதோ ஒரு ஜாப் பண்ணிக்கலாம். பட் யூ ஹவ் கான் டு குருகுல, யூ ஹவ் ஸ்டடிட் வேதா, மீமாம்சா, தர்க்கா, வியாக்கரணம், ஆல் தி சப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் வாட் பர்பஸ்? டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் துவைத்தம் ஆர் டு எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ் விசிஷ்டா துவைத்தம்? லிமிடேஷன். இஃப் எனி ஒன் ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திர, தே மஸ்ட் ஸ்டடி ஓன்லி டு கெட் ஐக்கிய ஜானம், நாட் பேத ஜானம். பேத ஜானம் ஆல்ரெடி இஸ் தேர். வென் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் கமிங், ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் நோஸ் வாட் காட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட். ஐ நீட் நாட் டீச் தட். How many years? 10 varsham. I have to teach that you are all different from God. God is in up. You can never become God. இது சொல்லி குடுக்கிறதுக்கு நான் கூப்பிடணுமா என்ன? I need not sit here. I need not call you to study. என்னப்பா அண்ணா, that young pandit அப்படியே சாஷ்டாங்கமா விழுந்து மன்னிச்சிடுங்கோ, I thought I know everything. Then that young pandit asked this old pandit, please teach me advaitam. Adu madri Shankaracharya says, bheda gnanam is rajasam, rajasika gnanam. Abheda gnanam is sattvikam. Okay, very interesting subject. So really speaking, one more important point, even bheda vakyams are there in the Upanishad, there is no tatparyam. Veda, the difference, wherever Upanishad is talking, it is mithya. It is not real. It is mithya. It is unreal. Ipo, we are coming into the different, another level. Okay. Real Veda is not there. Unreal Veda is superimposed. கொஞ்சம் ரொம்ப ஹெவியாக இருக்கும் சப்ஜெக்ட். என்ன படிக்கிறோம் தெரியுமோ? பிருகதாரண்யக உபநிஷத். ஓகே, அப்பப்போ ரிமைண்ட் பண்ணுறேன். பேத இஸ் அன்ரியல். தட் அன்ரியல் பேதா அப்பியர் ஆஸ் ரியல். இட் இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ். It is not real. It is superimposed. Vedanta Sara, we are seeing, whatever is superimposed is mithya. Is not real. Therefore, one story, nice story. One prince, when he was very young, the parents, this boy, young boy, prince also, all of them went for shire, no? And garden. And not garden, a big forest like. And they lost this baby, this prince baby, very very young baby. They lost and they left this baby and went off. They couldn't find this baby. What happened? This prince was taken away by the hunters. Vyadha. Once he was taken away by the hunters, a small baby, and he brought up by the hunters. And he also started doing that hunter's job and thinking and eating everything like them only. Vyadha karmani, vyadha vyavaharaha, sarvam. And he is thinking, as I am also a hunter, ordinary, very poor person I am. I am also a hunter. I am also having lot of problems. I don't have a good house. All these problems he is thinking. Really speaking, who is he? Prince. But he do not know he is prince. Like that we are also carried away by maya, ajnanam, hunter. So we are also brought up. What? Brought up by ajnanam. So therefore, instead of saying aham rikshasya reriva kirtif prishtam gireriva urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutam asmi, ipudu solanu Mayeva sakalam jatam. I am the creator of this universe. I the Atma Brahma Swarupam. I am the cause of this universe. Nu solla vendiyadu poi enna solrom. Aham dukhi samsari putraha mama putraha putre nashte aham nashtaha. Like this we are thinking samsari samsari. A creator became a creature and screaming. Poduma kada idha namma kada. So in the same example, Gandhar example in Chandogya Visa illiyo adu madri, we are all really speaking atma swarupam. Enna swamini ivula kashtapadi padikanuma anna alavukku iruka agnanam enna pandrathu. Okay, so therefore Rajapratyaya, I am Raja, that thought should continue in that boy, no? But instead of Rajapratyaya, Vradhapratyaya is there. I am a hunter, I am a hunter. I am a hunter. Therefore, Pashyannapi na Pashyati. People come all along, come to the Shastra and study still. Swamini, இது ரொம்ப நன்னா இருக்க கேட்கறதுக்கு பட்டு அனு சொல்லுவான். பூஜ்ய சுவாமிஜி கிவ்ஸ் ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள். வாட் எக்ஸாம்பிள்? நைஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். ஓல்ட் பேர்ட்ஸ், ஒன் ஓல்ட் பேர்ட் இஸ் தேர் அட்வைசிங் டு த யங் பேர்ட்ஸ் ஆல்வேஸ். வாட் இட் கிவ்ஸ் அட்வைஸ்? யூ நோ ஆல் யூ ஆர் வெரி யங், யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், பி கேர்ஃபுல். வை? ஹண்டர் இஸ் அரவுண்ட், பி கேர்ஃபுல். This old bird, பாவம், நம்ம தாத்தா பாட்டி எப்படி சொல்ல, வெளியில போற ஜாகிரதை, பர்ஸ் ஜாகிரதை வச்சுக்கோ, அப்படி வச்சுக்கோன்னு சொல்ற மாதிரி அந்த பேர்ட் இஸ் டெல்லிங். தீஸ் யங் பேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி இன்டெலிஜென்ட். எஸ் வி நோ தட் ஹண்டர் இஸ் தேர் நோ. அண்ட் தே வெண்ட் அவுட் ஒன் டே, ஆல் ஆஃப் தேம், தே கோ டுகெதர் நோ, ஆல் ஆஃப் தேம் வெண்ட் டுகெதர் அண்ட் த ஹண்டர் ஸ்ப்ரெட் த நெட் அண்ட் தே காட் இன் தட் நெட். அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் வேர்ட்ஸ் வாட் தே ஆர் டெல்லிங் யூ நோ, Hunter is around, be careful. Hunter is around, be careful. And they are shouting. And from that shabdam heard by the old bird and saw these birds all caught by that net, by that hunter, and saying what? Hunter is around, be careful. Inna enna careful? What is that carefulness? Like that people studying what? So many things they study. Vishnu Sahasranamam, Lalita Sahasranamam, Parayanam, Puja, Dhyanam, Meditation, everything. And they forget what for they have come. They forget what for they have come. In spite of coming to Shastra. Shastra Swamini, ningale vechukonga idella. Nalla irukka kekkaradhukku. Cheppal potta udane gone. Very, very difficult. Kasti dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat. We must require a courage. Very, very. Courage, anna? Andha courage kadaiyadhu. Sukshma buddhi ven. Okay. Now, these are the interpretation. This is the interpretation we have to do. Shankaracharya presents. Now, Bheda Bheda Vadi is refuted in this way. Now Bhedavadi comes again, our Vidamatar. Again that opponent is going to come. Again he put charge the Advaiti with the four doshas. With the double force he comes. You have four doshas. Umpteen doshas he gives. Four doshas Shankaracharya presents. And what are those doshas? If you accept Advaitam, these doshas will come. The Shankaracharya is going to refute those doshas, how Advaitam he established. We'll see that in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Madhaya Purnameva Vashishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம்.
ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி.